Alexandris.
What, did you get a little jealous that I was talking to somebody else?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so they finally delivered your fucking package, huh?
So listen to this one. So I was at one of my stores, my high-end stores, and, you know, they get Rolexes, and he had a bunch of them coming in. They come in FedEx. And he sees the guy, and he says, hey, you got a package for blah, blah, blah. And he goes, I think so, but it's not the same driver. The guy was in the mall area, and he's walking around, and he's like, you know, so he comes back out. So when he came out, the owner followed him out. We went out to the truck, and we're talking to him. He goes out, and sure enough, he had the boxes for him. And I said, hey, listen, I got a package coming to 293 Bridge. Do you have it on your truck by chance? And he goes, look, and he goes, yeah, I got it right here. I'm like, yeah. I said, you're getting, you know, and it had stickers all up, you know, supposedly attempted the delivery. So I signed for it, and I finally got it. That was at 11 o'clock this morning, right?
Yeah.
So I look at it, and he says, well, we were there. Well, they had delivered to 423. I was on the fourth floor probably 18 years ago.
And they had the wrong fucking floor? How often do you get stuff from Hoover?
But the point is, no, I get stuff every year from them, but this moron is too stupid to look at the board downstairs to see what floor I'm on.
Mm.
You know, like, you know, oh, maybe he moved. Yeah, go downstairs. Oh, he's on the third floor. So I called up them this morning and told them, and they corrected that. But, you know, stupid, you know? Stupid, 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 stupid. So.
Yeah. Was he young?
Not really. He was probably in his late 20s, early 30s. He was Asian, and he said he was filling in for the guy that usually runs the route. But it's bullshit, you know what I mean? And honestly, when we looked inside of his truck, he didn't have a lot of packages in there, you know? So, but, you know, it's I got it, and I already corrected Hoover and Strong, and they're no longer using FedEx as a shipper to me. They're going to use, you know, UPS instead. And it shouldn't be a problem. UPS, I never have a problem with UPS. Never. So
that's what you've always said,
yeah.
That's crazy.
There's a lot of metal. I mean, and as soon as it came in, I was able to start using it. You know what I mean? I needed the stuff back.
Well, you needed it a freaking month ago, literally. You said you ordered it.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second.
Okay.
You there?
Yep, I'm here.
Well, yeah, I had to answer that one. There's a state cop buddy of mine. I try to help them all out because if I don't, you know, if I get in trouble, they hook me, take care of me, you know what I mean?
Right. How long do you have to hang on to, like, if somebody tries to sell you something, how long do you have to hold it? Like
well,
in
my city right now, I think it's a 15 or 25 or 20 day hold.
Huh.
So, but they have to report it to a database. If you come in to me and you want to, you know, you want me to make something, you say, well, I got this old gold. I trade you, and I don't have to do shit for that, you know.
Oh, got it.
I really don't buy anything off of anybody, you know. I don't advertise that I buy anything off anybody either. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, I do a lot of trading, get it?
Yeah.
You know, it's just safer and it's legal, and I don't have to go through all this other bullshit, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
I know.
All of my stores are they all have secondhand dealer's license, and they all buy shit, so, you know, whatever. It's kind of nice you called. I just had a guy come in, a customer. He's actually from Florida, and they've been customers of mine for years. He's up here on business, and he's got family. And he's looking for a Princess Cut anniversary gift for his wife. Remember about a year or 2 years ago, but not even that maybe, I got that yellow diamond, radiated yellow carat, whatever diamond from you?
Oh, yeah. The Florida people, yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that bought it from me. Now
the 120 color enhanced yellow. That was last year, December last year.
Yeah, he's looking for something again. So he's looking for princess cut earrings maybe or something, you know, a matching pair. But I actually have a couple of estate pieces and big diamonds for he wants a pendant, but I don't have anything that's going to be for earrings. But I want to say send me something, but I want to feel him out when he comes back in on Tuesday.
Yeah, feel him out and get back with me. In the meantime, I'm going to have to cut it short. Do you have anything going this weekend?
No, other than maybe trying to fly up to see you and surprise you.
Yeah, I was telling Emily that. She's like, yeah, he's all talk.
Oh, you guys would shit your pants if I ever showed up.
She goes, invite him to our buying event next weekend. I said, okay, yeah, we'll put you
up. I can't, you know what? I can't do any of that. I've already got things going on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I got to go to a dedication thing. I got a dedication from 12 to 3, and then I got a 6 o'clock event that I got to go to on Saturday also. So I got two things on Saturday, just that alone.
This Saturday or next Saturday?
Next Saturday.
Well, the buying event is Sunday, Monday, so there you go.
Of that following, of next weekend.
Yeah, it's the 29th and...
Well, I tell you what, if my buddy's around and he says you want to go flying and it's a nice day, I say let's go to Rochester.
Yeah, because it's the 26th, 27th, and 28th. So Sunday and Monday is more of the buying event and roundtables, but on the 26th, that's
you mean if I came up, I could actually meet Lenny.
Yeah, there you go. Yes. Hey,
I can meet Lenny. Hey, Lenny, how you doing? And who are you? I'm Gene. Oh, shit. You know?
No, but Saturday is when they do the wine tour, nice little get-together and everything, like a meet and greet. So, but
yeah.
We just
have one. Scared. If I met you guys and I'm drinking wine and you're drinking, zada-zing, zada-zing, baby.
Uh-huh. I don't drink wine, Gene, but yeah, okay.
Oh, well, you could be the designated driver.
Like hell. Just because I said I don't drink wine doesn't mean I don't drink beer.
Oh, I understand. Okay, all right.
Or
no.
Dirty martini.
There you go. Let's hook me up with a dirty girlfriend.
There you go. All right. Have a good weekend, Gene.
All right. Be good. Bye-bye.
Bye.